is CBS Eye on the World. Here's John Batchelor.
Hotel Mars, episode N, with my colleague and co-host David Livingston of the space show, Dr. Space himself. Year's end. David and I are going to go back and forth with lows of the year and highs of the year in space engineering, space exploration, and just plain luck. David, a very good evening to you. I begin this with the fifth most low of the year, my reading, which is the California Coastal Commission telling Elon Musk that he cannot use Vandenberg Air Base to launch his Falcon 9s because he's Elon Musk, a decision that gained national attention. I don't know its status right now, but in any event, we do have this from the Pentagon. They've asked Elon Musk to increase his launches from 36 to 100 a year. That sounds like a response, but in any event, it awaits the next iteration of partisan politics in space. What is your low, your number five low of the year, David? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Mine was the economy with inflation and the increasing spending on our national debt. So Artemis, which is our return to the moon program, and we have a lot of international partners with it, is a government project. So to the degree that inflation continues and debt spending continues, it threatens public programs, and therefore they can kick the can and have more delays down the road for Artemis if this monster is not controlled. For the private side, it raises the cost for entry and for operations as everything starts to cost more. So for the entrepreneurs and the startups, it makes their operations much more costly. It limits opportunity and innovation. And for SpaceX and the big companies, even though they have money and Blue Origin has Bezos funding, it makes everything more costly for them. It makes emissions more costly. So hopefully the new administration can start to control some of this economic development so that these adversarial type of effects don't show up. But to me, that is a risk factor for 2025.
We're going from worst low to best low and worst high to best high. My number four, counting down, low of the year was the harassment of SpaceX by the Federal Aviation Administration, explaining quite fantastically the last time I saw a testimony that the reason there was a delay on the next Starship Super Heavy launch was because when Super Heavy comes back down to Earth to be recovered, it breaks the sound barrier. And the FAA said they have to review the risk of the sound barrier being broken over Boca Chica, Texas. At that point, I shrugged and said, I don't understand Washington. But apparently, there are solutions ahead of us, which will be good news. But the harassment of SpaceX proved to me that Washington is all-powerful when it comes to space launches and will remain that way for some time, even when it becomes absurd. What's your number four worst low of the year, David?
Mine was the global and United States growth of the anti-space and naysayer movement. So this is growing. There have been people in Europe writing reviewed articles on it, and the naysayer articles are growing and growing. And people are sort of objecting to spending taxpayer money on space. And even though they've been saying for years that you can't spend money on space, you need to spend it here at home, because of the economic conditions and the cost of everything going up, their cries are louder and louder. And there is a risk that they may get mobile enough and strong enough to start to exert some influence down the road. So I think that's a bad thing to have an anti-space movement, and it should be something we pay attention to and have concern about because space is essential across the board.
Is this big space or all space?
All space. For example, Artemis going to the moon is big space. I mean, they've contracted so it's across the board.
And commercial space, is there an ideological objective to commercial space? It has to make money or it dies. We see companies born and die because they can't get funding. Is the anti-space movement suspicious of people who do it with private capital?
Yeah. Yes, it's connected to the anti-billionaire type of movement, and space is for the rich and elite. So those two things are connected, and that is an issue.
My number three, it's number three worst moment of the year, is the Mars sample return, a mission that was designed to fail because of its cost. Perseverance, the brave little rover on the surface of Mars, has been collecting samples and dropping them off at arranged places for Mars sample return to work. Except, David, I lost track of how bad the budget went, but I believe they're not going to revive it as of now. Is that correct?
Correct. They're trying to see if they can find a different methodology for doing Mars sample return, different technologies and a different system. So looking at reducing the cost of it by changing the way the program works rather than just trying to revise the budget, but keeping the program and the technology the same. I've not seen anything about what they've come up with. There are people saying contracted out to the private sector, SpaceX, for example, and I've not seen a move to go in that direction. So Mars sample return, unfortunately for many of us, is in limbo.
And your number three low point of the year, David, Artemis, what happened?
Well, Artemis continues to have cost overruns and large delays, and everything keeps being pushed down the road. And part of the problem stems with SLS, and it's so expensive to operate and can only be operated every 1 or 2 years, maybe 3 years. And that's a big part of it. And then the privates are supposed to be building a lunar lander, and the delays on SpaceX in getting Starship operational play into that. So one arm of the government delays SpaceX, and that results in another arm of the government having their project delayed. And then, like most government projects, their cost overruns are off the chart and way over budget, and they don't really know what to do with that. And will those cost overruns and will that program be funded by the new Congress? So these are big issues about what the future of Artemis lies. But it does have international partners that are participating in this. So it's not just the U.S. that's got a risk in Artemis. And I don't know what to say. I think this is standard for this kind of government program. And maybe they'll revamp it some way to make it more private sector, economically efficient, and timeline efficient.
Neither of us believe that sincerely, David, so we'll move. There's some overlap here. David has already pointed to the delays in SLS, which was my number one. I will say my number two is the Orion heat shield, which is part of the Artemis program. Although my understanding is that Orion is just not fit for manned space. Is that correct, David?
That is correct. But the interesting thing is they're trying to fix the current heat shield, and they're going to do a demo flight with people on board. Now, NASA would have to approve that. I think it's in 2026 or 2027. But they have said they have to redesign completely the heat shield, which is a big project. It's a major redesign for Orion, and that's going to take a couple of years. So now the question is, are they really going to put a fix on the heat shield and put astronauts on it to demo it, or delay all of the human program until they redesign a proper heat shield? Those questions have not been answered yet.
And the number one low of the year, David, has drumroll, David, what is your number one low of the year?
The absolute failure of Boeing Starliner and stranding the astronauts, which has been pushed back to March or April of 2025 before they can come home. Starliner has had so many issues, so many delays, so many fixes, so many repairs, and nobody's going to use it for anything. It's probably an albatross that should be put in the museum next to the Spruce Goobs. But what a shock and what a stunner that Boeing did something like this.
David, with a reference to Howard Hughes, very nice to work him in, David. David Livingston of the Space Show, Dr. Space himself. We've done the lows. When we come back, the highs of the year from number 5 to number 1. This is Hotel Mars. I'm John Batchelor.